The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Somebody wants to know, do you think U of H has a chance at the Pac-12? Hasn't this been talked about already like 1,000 times?
Why the Pac-12?
Yeah, well, and what's in it for the Pac-12?
I don't think U of H has a chance at the Pac-12. Everything I've heard, the Pac-12 is happy with 12 teams. They have no reason to expand at this point.
The only thing is opening the door in Texas for recruiting a little bit more. That doesn't directly benefit any of the other schools or the conference as a whole.
You feel like you've uncovered some dirt on this Astros prospect signing that we hit on Friday?
A blurb on MLB trade rumors. The 5-year contract with the Astros has drawn some split reaction from rival front offices. Only writes, one executive called the contract a good deal 3 years ago. What I saw, too, is that the Astros are now trying to sign his brother. And to me, that makes sense. This is that they went out and got him to try to sign his brother, who is as good as he is, but a lot younger.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on the Blitz. Well, we're going to do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. I want to get a call in real quick. Adam, you're on the Blitz. What's up, Adam?
Yeah, I was just going to explain kind of why usually someone would want to take an estrogen blocker.
Okay.
Whenever you take steroids, it's either a chemical that turns into testosterone or makes your body make more testosterone. And the body wants to get to homeostasis. That's where it's like everything's kind of equal. And for a man, homeostasis is your testosterone. You have a little bit more testosterone than estrogen, but you also have estrogen. And when you put in all that extra testosterone, the estrogen tries to catch up. And when you stop taking steroids, now your body's used to making all this extra estrogen instead of testosterone. So you take an estrogen blocker to prevent that, because if you don't, that's how you get, like, the man tits and things like that for steroids.
All right. Thanks for the call. I guess that makes sense. Calvin says, saw one report Brock popped because of his asthma inhaler. I saw that, too. But again, I'm not going to speculate until somebody officially
throws
it out. Yeah. Angel says, my rule, if I take a supplement and it doesn't give me a hard-on in 30 minutes, I throw it in the trash. My supplements consist of pre-workout and gas station boner pills.
What?
I mean, he's on that supplement life.
Wow. Wow.
Double Down makes a suggestion, sort of like the weight loss or like the weight making weight thing, where if you miss weight, your opponent gets 20% of your purse. He's saying maybe the UFC should hold purses until all the testing is back.
Ah.
And if someone fails the test, that they should get 20% of their purse.
Not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea.
It really isn't.
Casey says, speaking of cheating in sports and it ruining your rep, does A-Rod's scandal tarnish him his shot at the Hall of Fame? I would say absolutely it does.
Yeah.
There's going to be people who won't vote for A-Rod because he was a cheater.
I think he'll still get in, though. But, yeah, it would probably slow down his chances significantly. Somebody on the text line said, whoever said everything you need to train is in food and you don't need supplements is an idiot. Now,
I
wouldn't exactly call Mike Dolce an idiot.
No.
He's responsible for some of the biggest weight cuts in the sport of MMA. I think he knows what he's talking about. However, funny thing is if you do his diets, he does include supplements in some of them.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
I mean, I think that you can get everything you need from food. I just think that supplements make it a lot easier.
Sure.
You know, and particularly if you're an athlete who's cutting weight, it's not easy. It's not easy to eat as much as you need to and still hit the weight that you need to. That's kind of why I'm excited about doing a fight camp at heavyweight where after every workout, I'm allowed to go and eat until I'm full and satisfied and not have to
just eat
nibble on a lettuce leaf because I've got
pork rinds and
no, I'm not doing that.
And
but
blocks of cheese, wheels of cheese, and
when you don't have to eat a salad or you know, some greens just to fill your stomach with, it's kind of nice, you know. It's difficult to train as hard as you can and fuel your body with a minimal amount of stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
because usually you're doing that while you're trying to get your weight down, and that's
right.
The difficult part.
Yeah, and for like,
and if you didn't have to get your weight down, if you were just trying to work out and become fit, then yeah, you could eat more, but you have to cut weight at the same time as train.
And that's what I'm getting to do now, and it's making it significantly easier, and it's probably going to make my training camp easier. It's the likelihood of injury, I would guess, is down when you're nourished.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's,
hey John, do they have Cheetos in the vending machine? Because I'm gonna go get some at the next break.
That doesn't surprise me.
I have no idea. I haven't bought anything from that
get
vending
some
machine.
Cheetos and
a Diet Coke.
Kit
that's what
Kat.
You drink. It's Diet
yeah.
Coke.
Well, I'm watching my
that's
sugar.
What all the skinny girls.
I'm
drink.
Watching my sugars.
Oh boy! All right, we got to do this ad hoc jeweler's gem of the day. The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The ad hoc jeweler gem of the day. Barry Laminack is going to give us a guest gem of the day today.
Yeah. If you haven't, or if you've never seen the Forest Grove police log, I suggest you Google it, find it, and catch up on it on a weekly basis.
Where's Forest Grove?
I believe it is in Oregon. The last time I checked. But they post, they have a writer, I guess, who follows the Forest Grove police log and will post different things from the log on a weekly basis. And so I've narrowed down some of these. They're very short, but there's a few of them. And I've gone back from, I've got a span of June 28th to July 10th, but not every day is covered. So here we go. Here's some of them. June 28th, police responded to a call from a woman throwing things at cars and yelling obscenities. Officers arrived and found several pork chops lying on the ground. The woman had
she was throwing the pork chops?
Yeah, and things. The woman had apparently dropped her meat and was upset no one stopped to help her. She was also intoxicated. July 1st, officers responded to an argument heard between a man and a woman. Police found one woman arguing with herself. July 2nd, a woman with a small child was asked to leave a residence she had been staying at and complained she had nowhere to stay. An officer offered to personally pay for her a night's lodging at a local motel.
That's
however,
nice.
She refused because she wanted to stay, quote, somewhere nicer. She was, however, provided a bus pass instead with best wishes.
That's nice.
Yeah. July 3rd, two dancers claimed they were being poisoned by a regular customer at the club. Officers were informed by medical staff that there were no signs of poison. Their symptoms were probably caused by their diet. Also July 3rd, a caller reported seeing a person in a rabbit costume oddly walking around. Police located the individual who was trying out a homemade wolf dragon costume.
All right.
July 3rd.
So they confused a wolf dragon costume
with a rabbit
costume?
Probably not a good seamstress, whoever
made
that.
I've told
the
story before of the first time I was arrested was in a full-blown bunny costume.
I want to hear the story again.
I'll tell it to you.
All right. July 3rd, officers arrested a woman whose cat was being terrorized. Officers assisted a woman whose cat was being terrorized by a raccoon. After a brief standoff, the raccoon snatched handfuls of cat food and ran through the apartment complex. Officers pursued the bandit but lost chase. July 5th, a man stole a slab of ribs from a local market. July 6th, the suspected rib thief from the prior day was found. Also in possession of meth and a stolen bicycle, but no ribs.
This is sort of, I mean, this town is sort of like Banshee, Pennsylvania.
It really is.
There's a lot, like you'd think, man, not this much crime could happen in one city.
Listen, if I'm moving, Forest Grove is going on the list of cities.
That's
I might
a place
move
you're interested
to.
In.
I might.
You'll be considered an upstanding citizen
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Yeah. During the arrest, the man allegedly headbutted and dented the arresting officer's car. July 10th. These are the last two. July 10th, police responded to a pushing match between a man and his adult son about the son brushing his teeth too loudly and talking about religion. The son agreed to stop brushing his teeth and go to bed.
He agreed to stop brushing his teeth permanently?
And go to bed, well.
Or just for the time
being? It doesn't go into details. I will have to pull up the police report.
Okay.
July 10th, a caller reported that a man who had come inside a local convenience store was suffering from a stab wound he received earlier while walking and playing Pokemon Go on his phone.
Oh, no.
Pay attention, Jung. Officers responded to the store where the 22-year-old man had come in to buy his chips and beer, as well as find a Pokemon. The man was able to give a description of his attacker, who allegedly stabbed the victim as they passed each other on 19th Avenue and Filbert Street. The victim refused medical treatment and continued his Pokemon hunt. The incident is under investigation.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I was driving the wife around. The wife and kid were hunting Pokemon.
Yeah.
And we had a guy come up to us in a parking lot asking to trade food stamps. Or like he the store he was at wouldn't take food stamps and he didn't have cash.
Yeah.
So he was hoping we could give him some cash and he would give us his phone or his ring, to which I was like,
no.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so weird. That's like, I think I told this last week, where the guy over here at the Shell station on the corner of Westheimer and 610, which, by the way, is the weirdest place in this entire city.
Well, I've the one, you're talking about the one right next to the sex shop.
Is there a sex shop there? I didn't know.
Liar.
But this guy comes up and says, hey, man, I just got off work and I don't have any money. Can you put gas in my car? You have a job. That's the worst way to try to get free gas ever. You should have said, I just lost my job and they wouldn't give me my last check.
And then Barry would say, and I would dude, I haven't had a job for months.
Yeah, and then I would still
I'm filling my tank with my own money.
Dude, I'm saving my money for the sex shop next door. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I've got to go get batteries for my flashlight.
We'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, 6:20 on the Blitz. Reminiscing.
Yeah.
About old times, getting arrested in bunny costumes. I've told that story before, right, John?
Not on air.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think, tell it. I think when when me and you were going up to Austin the first time for that fantasy draft, you told me that story, but you've never told it on air. I asked you to tell it on air. You said no.
Oh, well, now you have to, because somebody on the text line said you can't leave them hanging.
Okay.
So it's a must.
So when I was a junior in high school, there was a snow day, and I hung out with some ne'er-do-wells.
Uh-huh.
You could say I myself was a ne'er-do-well back then. And we were wandering around and had this great idea to break into a theater. Not a movie theater.
And you were living in Nevada, correct?
I was living in New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Not a movie theater, but like a theater where they do plays.
Okay.
And we climbed up onto the rooftop, and it was like a three-story building, and there was a window open, so we went in through that window. And the first room you go into is the costume room. At this time, we had smoked copious amounts of marijuana.
Okay. Illegal narcotics has now entered the scene.
Yep.
All right.
And for some reason, we all thought it was a good idea to put on costumes. And I had a giant yellow bunny costume that I was wearing.
So I see, because when you said it, I was picturing the pink bunny from Christmas Story.
No, this is a yellow bunny.
Okay.
Suit.
Oh, yellow.
Yeah. All right. So if that makes it any
more
different.
Easter bunny-ish.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we worked our way down to the first floor, the main floor, where we were eating candy out of the concession stand.
Okay. Making the most of your time in the theater, I see.
Right. And I was taking a bite of the Butterfinger at the exact moment I turned around, and there was a cop at the door. Someone across the street had seen us crawl in the window and called the cops. And
okay. Snitches.
So my friends take off, and the cop is pointing a gun at me for being in a bunny costume.
Okay.
And says,
you were obviously very menacing.
Stay right there.
Yellow bunny costume.
Stay right there And then she, it was a lady cop. And okay. then she said, go after your friends.
What?
And I was like,
what do I do?
Which one do you want me to do? She said, go get your friends. So at that point, I'm like, I am out of here.
Uh-huh.
So I'm making my way back up. And in my mind, I'm thinking, well, if they saw us go in that window, that's where the cops are going to be. They're going to have people there waiting for us to exit there. So I was getting ready to jump out another window on the other side of the building and make my great escape. But then I realized it's not like these dudes can say, like when the cops are going to say, hey, where's the tall white guy in the bunny suit? It's not like they'd be like, what are you talking about? They would have rolled on me, obviously.
Yeah.
So I just walked out. All my friends were already out there on their knees with their hands behind their back. There was a bunch of cops out there with shotguns. It was like a big deal.
Shotguns, like almost fun style.
Yeah. Well, the craziest part was, and this is the part that really was the worst, that one of my friends that was there with me, there was a pornographic magazine in the costume room, and he took to calling the 900 numbers in the back of the magazine while we were there, which was a strange choice, but it happened nonetheless. They posted our names in the newspaper the next day, even though I was like 16. I'm pretty sure it was definitely illegal for them to do that. I might have been 15 even. And they said that one of the boys was dialing 900 pornographic number. And, of course, it's like a big question of which one of these dudes was it. And eventually, like, you know, we're going to school. You know you're going to roll on your boys for that.
Oh, yeah.
So we're all like, oh, it was him. But it was still a little bit embarrassing. The good news was there were two of us whose families were doing well enough that we could afford a lawyer.
Oh.
The other two had to have a public defender.
Oh.
I had the best lawyer, apparently, because I got 6 months of probation.
Oh.
And
had to give the bunny suit back?
I had to give the bunny suit back.
Now, did they yell at you when you came out to put your hands behind your ears?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would have been great.
And I got like 20 hours of community service.
Oh, wow.
And my community service was working at the library. My friends who didn't have a lawyer had like a public defender.
Uh-huh.
They got 2 years of probation.
Ooh.
And like 400 hours of community service each.
Oh.
And they had to work, like, pick up trash on the side of the road. I mean, it was I got off lucky on that one.
And you got the free Butterfingers out of the deal.
And I got a half a Butterfinger. A half a Butterfinger.
Now, I Googled this story to see if I could find it.
Yeah?
And I can't.
The theater was called the Tota Theater.
Oh. How to spell it?
T-O-T-A-H. And I actually, I found the theater on Facebook. And we were all...
You were going to send him an apology letter?
I did send him an apology. I said, I want to let you know that, you know, however many years ago, it was like 20 years ago, I was arrested for breaking into your theater, and I wanted to apologize. It was a foolish mistake on my part.
Please accept this.
Please accept my...
Half-eaten Butterfingers?
Should have sent them a Butterfinger wrapper.
You should have just sent them a half of one. They'd say, now we're even.
I wanted to say, I'd also like to... I'd also like to know if you have a bunny costume there, because I would like to purchase said bunny costume.
So I Googled AJ Hoffman, Tota Theater, New Mexico.
You're nothing?
Good. Nothing. You're good. Well, you are good to go. Yeah.
I want to find that article so badly.
Yeah. I could, nothing. Do you know what paper carried it? Was it the local paper?
It was the local paper.
Well, who was the local paper?
I want to say it's called the Daily Times.
Wow. That's real original.
The Farmington Daily Times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So maybe you can find it. I hope you can.
I'm looking feverishly.
I'd like to read that story. But yeah, that's how I got arrested in a bunny suit.
I think when you told me the story, the best part, one of the best parts was the setup to the story, the type of people that you were hanging out with. I think what you said was that your two friends that were natives were on land, and they get paid, right? And
yeah.
Then all they did was buy weed, right?
Yeah.
I think that was the best part, where they just sit around all day smoking weed.
Yeah, like people who if you knew people from the reservation. I lived right by an Indian reservation.
Okay.
And two of the guys that I got busted with were Navajos.
Were they the ones that couldn't afford lawyers?
Yeah, they're the ones who couldn't afford lawyers.
Yikes.
But they also got a check every couple weeks, and would buy a bunch of pot. So they were, I mean, and I'm talking like a lot of pot, not a lot like a kid has a walking around with like a Ziploc bag. I'm talking like a lot of pot.
Damn.
Yeah. So
I Googled AJ Hoffman, Farmington Daily Times, and the first thing that popped up is Farmington man accused of molesting relatives. And so.
And?
It doesn't mention you.
Damn.
Not you, fortunately.
Thanks for not dropping the dime on me, Cousin Phil.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we'll be back. It's some Blitz on ESPN 975. Deal with outsiders very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues, not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You laughing on the freak show sitting next to you. This is the Blitz on ESPN 975.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz. I found a weird sportsy story.
Uh-oh. Does that have anything to do with the Los Angeles Sparks and Atlanta Dream?
No, we'll tell that later on. The National Baseball Congress World Series, which is a tournament mostly for college baseball players, will include one team made up almost entirely of ex-MLB players, including 53-year-old Roger Clemens.
Oh.
The team is called the Kansas Stars. Of the 25 men on the roster, 24 are former big leaguers, including Adam LaRoche, Brad Penny, Josh Beckett. The one outlier is Roger Clemens' son, Kobe, who is not a former major leaguer. But Adam LaRoche, I did mention he's on that team. Nate Robertson is on that team. But they said, I put out a feeler, a text message, and was blown away by the response, said LaRoche. And, I mean, right away, guys responding, and we're really excited about it. That's a weird thing that's happening.
So what are they going to do? Are they going to play?
They're playing in, like, a World Series for, it's mostly college baseball players. But they're going to play against these old guys.
Yeah, that's weird.
Did you see the 30 for 30 about Dwight and Doc?
Bits and pieces
of it.
Or
Dwight and Daryl, Strawberry and Dwight Gooden?
Yeah, I saw bits and pieces of it. Not bad.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
And it kind of reminds you of how good Dwight Gooden and Daryl Strawberry really were before they got into that coke. Those dudes were just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And Gooden especially. I feel like that dude, had he stayed clean, he could have been one of the best pitchers ever.
Yeah.
Daryl Strawberry is a great hitter too. I mean, it's a cool story. If you haven't had a chance to watch that, I think you can watch it on demand on ESPN. But really good story, that 30 for 30, which most of them are. They do a good job with those
things.
Yeah,
they do. I don't know what the difference is between the 30 for 30s and the E60s. But I was watching some of the E60s that they were running, and some of those are good too. They do a decent job on
that.
I don't always give ESPN credit, but for those, the E60s and the 30 for 30s, they do good jobs.
Have you seen the latest MLB power rankings and where your Astros sit?
I have, but I won't spoil it, so go ahead.
The Astros sit at number 10.
Mm-hmm.
They are a
juggernaut.
Top 10 team.
Juggernaut.
Ahead of them, the Blue Jays at 9, the Dodgers at 8, the Rangers at 7.
Fading fast, too, those Rangers.
Orioles at 6, Red Sox at 5, Indians at 4. And the top three teams, all National League teams. Cubs 3, Nationals 2, Giants 1. So, and, man, the Cubs, you talk about a collapse.
Yeah.
They
Cubs and the Rangers both.
They've not been good recently. Yeah, the Rangers haven't been either. Since July 1st, the pitching staff for the Rangers, the ERA is 7.43.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No. No bueno.
That's in fact awful.
Yeah.
Their note on the Astros is the signing of Cuban infielder Ulysses Uriel to a 5-year contract seemingly creates a logjam at third base with top prospect Alex Bregman nearly ready as well. Luis Valbuena can slide over to first base, and maybe Gurriel DHs, considering Evan Gattis has been terrible 279 on base percentage.
He has been terrible.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
But he's I still think they're best when Gattis is the catcher.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, his number, even as bad as he is, he's better than Jason Castro.
Well, I think that they're in the perfect situation to platoon them based on the opposing starting pitcher, lefty versus righty.
Yeah.
Because both of them are about the same patheticness, if that's a word. Neither one of them are doing well. You always feel like Gattis is doing better than he is for some reason. You get that feeling like
I feel that way too.
This cat is not as bad. And then you look at his number and you go, like, he's horrible.
He is awful. Yeah.
But I agree. I think
Evan Gattis currently hitting .213.
Wow.
Oh, pardon me, .215. He upped that.
AJ Reed might catch him.
.215.
That's not that good.
But he does have 13 homers.
Well,
it doesn't make up for it.
It's like Chris Carter just put on the catching gear and
they
always seem to have one Chris Carter-esque player.
He has struck out 64 times in 67 games.
Not that good.
That's not a good pace.
It's not what you want to see.
The on pace guy would say not great.
It's not. He's on pace for a horrible.
He's not headed towards a great season.
Yeah.
But who knows? ATX Obelgrad asked if Jose Canseco was invited. I hope so.
Oh.
I don't know, though.
They should put together an all-steroid team for that.
I'm guessing if he were invited, his name would have been on that list. And Lauren says, please tell me you took a mugshot in that bunny costume. I did not. That wasn't an option, unfortunately.
That would have been pretty sweet.
Yeah.
You in a yellow bunny suit.
That would have been cool.
Some chocolate smeared across your face.
Yeah.
Look of shame.
Yeah.
It would
crispity
have been,
crunchity.
Yeah. Would have been pretty nice.
Yep.
Maybe we could recreate this.
No, I don't want to go back to. I don't want to go back to jail.
No. I'll go rent a yellow bunny costume.
Okay.
And we'll just take a picture of you here at the.
Okay.
The worksite facility.
But I don't have to actually get arrested in it.
No,
we don't have to recreate that authentically.
No.
Can you please walk out on your next fight in a yellow bunny costume?
No, I'm not gonna do that.
You'd be like Ryan Hollis, local MMA fighter, did walking out in a banana suit.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah. I'm not going to do that.
Why not? That's how you get the drop on them, AJ.
I guess so.
They look at you and think, oh, this guy's soft. I can beat a dude in a bunny suit. I can beat the yellow bunny.
Yeah, no. That's not for me.
You can sell shirts that's just a yellow bunny. It would be so much cheaper to get those made.
That's
than
true.
Your fancy, fancy walkout shirts.
Super raggedy bunny on the costume.
Yeah,
on the front
just
of it.
Put a yellow bunny on there and nothing but sponsors. You could be sponsored by Peeps. And don't they make you little yellow bunnies on Easter?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, you could be sponsored by Peeps.
Now the problem, not the problem walking out in a yellow bunny costume in this time is everyone's going to think you're Pikachu.
I don't need that. Well,
everyone will be throwing balls at you.
It does have a fluffy tail.
Everyone will be throwing little Pokemon balls at you as you walk out.
All right.
Yeah. I like it.
Won't happen, but it's a
damn
nice
it.
Thought.
I like it.
People are telling me Gattis sucks. Why do you think he's good? I'm not saying he's good.
He gives the appearance. You feel like it. It's not that he is good. You just feel like when you watch it, for some reason, you're like, you know, that old Evan Gattis gives it the old college drive.
No.
He's not as bad as he is. And then you look at his numbers and you can go, yeah, he is as bad as he is.
Yeah. I'm not on team Evan Gattis. I'm just saying that I don't know that he's any – I think they're better off with him at catcher than Jason Castro. That's all I was saying.
Well, let's look inside the numbers.
I don't
215 think versus 213.
Who's got the 215?
Gattis.
So I was right. Who's got more home runs?
Gattis. 13
to 6. So I was right.
Yeah. Although Jason Castro has scored more runs and stolen more bases 2-1.
I also contend that.
He's also struck out 83 times.
When you Google Jason Castro, and the first thing that comes up is a guy that was on American Idol and not the player. Tells you that guy doesn't deserve to be starting.
Not going good.
It's an American Idol guy with dreadlocks.
Wow. Jason Castro has struck out 83 times in 68 games.
That's an impressive number.
Although Castro's
amazing.
Castro's on base is 50 points higher than Evan Gattis.
Evan Gattis doesn't walk.
He's drawing them walks.
Yeah, Evan Gattis.
35 walks to 20 for Evan Gattis.
He's not about that walk. Like it's what I say to the kids on my baseball team, my kids' team. I say, listen, you only get a couple at bats per night.
Swing
the bat.
Don't be about
the ball in play.
Yeah,
but,
that's right.
Well, I guess A.J. Hinch doesn't subscribe to that philosophy.
I guess not.
Well, that's why I won't say my team's more successful than his because they're actually playing pretty well. All right, we'll be back. Wrap it up. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz.
The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz, our last segment.
What?
Yep. The HD show hits the road on Mondays. That's today. Join Fred Davis and Henry Thomas as they broadcast live from Max Place in Spring. Right there on Louetta, Max Place is offering 35-cent wing specials with $4 Crown, Jaegers, Tuaca's, and Sailor Jerry's. Come by and turn Monday into Fun Day with the HD show. That comes up following this program tonight on our
station. If they had 35-cent crowns now, I would be
Boy,
oh boy. I would Uber out there in a heartbeat. Somebody on the text line said, hey guys, listening from Galway, Ireland. Their craft beer scene here is pretty sick.
All right.
Much love, and I'm going to bed soon. Nope. So I don't know what time it is over there. But, yeah, you and Fred got listeners all over the world.
Yeah.
Look at you guys. You're global. The Blitz is global. Can't stop you guys.
No. Well, you can.
Well, it you don't get better guests.
It's been done before.
You don't get better guest hosts, you might.
It's been done before. We were talking of the Astros.
Uh-huh.
The Astros, did you see the game on Saturday?
I did.
The 1-0 loss.
I did.
Where
the debacle.
I of course, because I'm sensible, said, I cannot believe they sent Jose Altuve up there to bunt with
they
a man
couldn't
on
have.
Second base. I said, that's the dumbest decision ever.
I think he did it on his own.
He did. He admitted. He said as much after the game. He said,
yeah,
I forgot that I'm the three hitter.
What?
And I've got to go up there with an approach that I got to swing the bat. And there were people who were saying, oh, if it would have worked, it would have been genius.
No, it wouldn't have.
You got to play the numbers.
No.
No, the numbers say when you have a man in scoring position and your best hitter comes up.
Yeah. When
you don't
have
bunt.
When you have a dude hitting 340,
yeah,
that's the number you look at.
If you have a leadoff, if your leadoff guy gets on in the ninth inning and he gets a double,
mm-hmm,
and the pitcher's up,
bunt.
You bunt. Yeah. Your eight hitter, if Jake Mariznick's up,
bunt.
Yeah, you bunt.
Yeah.
That's playing the numbers. Altuve's up?
No.
No. He's literally the one really consistent hitter on the team. You
yeah.
want that guy to hit.
Colby Rasmus? Throw that bunt down, buddy.
Whatever.
Throw it down, buddy.
I mean, anybody else on the team, I don't care if you step into a pitch.
Yeah.
Do what you got
to
do.
Altuve
needs to
be swinging the bat.
The end game is to get Altuve at the plate.
Every time.
Yeah. With a man in scoring position. Yeah. That's how you win games.
Yep.
Very strange. But Altuve saying that he just forgot his role. I couldn't believe it.
Well, he felt bad.
I was glad that at least it wasn't A.J. Hinch trying to be cute.
Yeah.
Because that's what it seemed like. Because they've bunted with him in key situations before.
But I think it's him. I think
Dude,
it's him
they
got
to talk to that guy then. They got to say, look, man, you're not here for that.
Yeah, in the past couple of weeks, it's several times you've seen him lay down a bunt in certain situations. And there's no, you know, like you said, there's really not a reason for Altuve to be bunting. Unless there's a shift on and he thinks he can drop one down the line on third base and beat it out or whatever. But even then, I would rather just see him swing away. I mean, like you said, there's one guy on this team that I would want to see swing the bat every time. And it's
there
him.
Are guys that I feel, if Correa's up in that position, I feel pretty good about it. If Springer's up in that position, I feel good.
Yeah.
There's only one guy that I feel great about.
Yeah.
And it's Jose Altuve.
Of the three, I don't know. I feel like Springer has been pretty clutch. Correa still, though, man. I think he's got a little ways to go.
But I'm talking, and somebody said, well, because he stole the base. So he said he got to third, and there's one out, so no harm, no foul. But the difference is, instead of having a guy at third base with your best hitter up,
yeah,
you've got a guy at third base with one out and not your best hitter up.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Like, the Angels don't bunt with Mike Trout.
No.
When there's a guy in scoring position. And not only that, they needed two runs to win the game anyway. Yeah. So...
And he's been hitting for some power. I mean, he's not only has he been hitting home runs, but he's been driving the ball. He's been hitting the ball in the gaps. I mean,
he is the best hitter on your team. He's by far.
He's probably the best hitter in the American League.
Arguably the league MVP.
Yeah, and he's sack bunting
again. I'm not. And he said it was on his own. He decided to do that. I'm calling you into the office after that game and saying, "Hey, man.
I never want to see you bunt again."
You're not our bunter.
No.
It's not what you do. And listen, 3 years ago, that was an Altuve move.
Yeah.
Now, no. It's a different world, Jose.
You need to be swinging every time. No, I agree.
No more of
it. It was a weird thing when it happened, too. I was like, why is this? What? I don't understand the strategy here.
And it's oversimplifying probably to say that cost him the game. But I firmly believe that had something to do with it. Because my thought was...
It certainly cost them their best chance at least tying it up.
Okay.
Right?
I agree with that.
But it cost them their best chance at tying it up.
Yeah.
So.
So, it's a... It maybe they were supposed to lose that game, but if you've got a runner on second with no outs...
And the best hitter arguably the best hitter in the American League...
That's what you're excited about.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, I mean, that was completely unacceptable.
Yep.
Well, hopefully it's a lesson learned for that dude. Hopefully,
yeah, I don't think you'll see him do that again.
Boy, I hope not.
I think from now on he'll be swinging.
I couldn't believe when they came out after and he said, I don't know what I was thinking. I was like, you got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. Like, if he's in the on-deck circle, do you ever think Mike Trout's in the on-deck circle? Like saying... If this guy gets on, boy, I am going to bunt him over. No!
I cannot wait to square one up.
No! Nobody who hits third in a major league lineup is thinking about sacrificing their guy over with a leadoff double.
Yeah.
But?
Pretty strange.
Yeah.
You know, it happens. I think what you might be seeing is Altuve still having to adjust to the fact that he's the man. That might take some getting used to, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, when you're the guy and you're surrounded by some decent players now, but if you're the guy, maybe he's just not used to that.
Yeah.
He is now. He knows.
He needs to know.
He's the man.
He needs to know. All right. Barry, it's been fun.
Yep. Yeah.
And we'll hear from you later on in the week.
I will be here Friday with Mike Liebeschaw.
There you
That's
go.
Correct.
Houston Game Day will be taking over the Blitz on Friday. Thank you to Jong Lee. The HD Show. Live from Max Place on Luetta in Spring is up next. Thank you all for tuning in today. Stay sports, kids.
ESPN 97.5.